Father, anoint your people to receive your anointed word. And I give you glory for doing it right now and for sending your word for this hour and this time that we are now living in Jesus' name. In the book of St. Luke, chapter 9, verses 33 through 35, and it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. Our thought comes today. We have heard everyone. Now let's hear Jesus. We have heard everyone. Now let's hear Jesus. Saints of God, we have entered into a day and a time where there are so many voices being heard in our society, in our world, and many of these voices are causing men to be confused, to be bound, to be discouraged. But the voice that we need to hear today is the voice of Jesus. I find that there are so many people today that are running here, they're running there. They're going uptown, downtown, across the street, around the corner, all for the purpose of seeking a word for what they are facing. And oftentimes, people get everybody's opinion as to what they should do, as to where they should go, how they should deal with this, how they shouldn't deal with that. And after all has been said and done, that person is still in the predicament they've been in prior to telling those people what they're facing. Now, don't misunderstand me. I think it's wonderful for us to pray for one another. And I encourage people to pray. But oftentimes I find where people want to hear what somebody else has to say about the problems they're facing, why things are not going right. And I've even heard people tell other people so many things that has gotten them turned off, that has discouraged them, that have even caused them to leave the church. Well, my friend, we have heard everyone. Now let's hear Jesus. In our text, we find that Peter, James, and John was on the mount called Transfiguration. And while there, these three disciples encountered and experienced something glorious with Jesus. They came to learn something about Jesus that at first they had no idea about. And while upon this mount, in verse 33, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it's good for us to be here. I'm glad you let us come. And let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he was talking about. While Peter kept talking, there came a cloud and overshadowed them. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son. Hear him. This is where our topic comes from. We have heard everyone. Now let's hear Jesus. In our text, the Father was letting Peter know something. Peter, listen. Moses' time has come and it's gone. Elijah's time has come and it's gone. Now it's time to hear what my son has to say. We have heard everyone. Now let's hear Jesus. Saints of God, it's time for us as the body of Christ to hear what Jesus has to say to us. In our text, when Peter heard this voice tell him, "This is my beloved son, hear him." I could imagine in my mind when Peter heard that, he was trying to figure out, well, what is going on, and why did I hear this voice tell me to listen to the Son? Because Elijah and Moses and the patriarchs of old have been speaking about Jesus who was to come. And now that he's on the scene, we don't need to backtrack. Now it's time to listen to what those who prophesied as to what Jesus would do. Now that Jesus is here, let's hear what he has to say. And people of God, we have heard everybody's opinion. We have heard this one tell us that. We have heard this one say this. And even after we have heard people say what they think about what we're facing, why this ain't working, why that's not working, this one got this kind of plan, this one got that kind of plan. If you follow this plan, you will get this. If you follow that plan, you will get that. We have heard everybody. Now let's hear what Jesus has to say. Because what we need to understand is that the words Jesus says, they're life-changing, they're strength-giving, they're encouraging, they're enlightening, they're heart-piercing, they're soul-saving, and they're challenging words. What Jesus has to say to us today is the answer for every problem that we're facing. If we would only give heed and give ear to what Jesus has to say, he will talk to us in reference to what we are now facing. So what is Jesus saying to us today? Number one, he's saying, occupy till I come. Number two, he is saying, love one another. Number three, he is saying, tell others about him. Number four, he is saying, forgive those who wronged you. Number five, he is saying, let your light so shine before men and stop being ashamed of him. Number six, he is saying, live holy in the midst of this corrupt and polluted world. Number seven, he's saying, be faithful as to what you've been assigned to do. Number eight, he's saying, watch and pray. Number nine, he's saying, come out of the world and stay out. Number ten, he's saying, continue in his word. Number 11, he's saying to give and don't rob him, because we're stopping blessings from coming that he wants us with. Number 12, he's saying for us to come back to our first love, because we have walked away from our first love. We don't love him like we used to. We don't seek him like we used to. We have heard everyone. Now let's hear Jesus. Jesus is saying to us, don't be lukewarm, but get on fire and stay on fire. Because if you don't, I will spew you out of my mouth. Jesus is saying to us, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and stop seeking things and seeking things of the world. Next, Jesus is saying, acknowledge Him in all of our ways, that He can direct our paths and stop doing things on our own. Stop assuming things and start knowing. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto Him. Let's hear Jesus. He's saying, forget about those things which are behind and reach forth unto those things which are before. Because there's more that lies ahead than what's behind you. Next, Jesus is saying, submit ourselves to Him, resist the devil, and he will flee from us. Jesus is saying to us, He cannot keep what we do not give Him. Next, He's saying, continue to praise Him in the midst of what we are facing. Continue to bless Him. Continue to sacrifice praises unto Him. Next, He's saying, I am not a man that I should lie, or the son of man that I should repent. Had I said it and shall I not do it? Or have I spoken it and shall I not make it good? We've heard everyone. Now let's hear Jesus. And Jesus is saying to you sisters, you women, stop seeking a man and seek Him. Because he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, not she who go looking. So you sisters, stop seeking men. Stop advertising and start living holy and allow Jesus to send you the mate He ordained for your life. We've heard everyone. Now let's hear Jesus. Jesus says, take heed that no man deceive us. Jesus says, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Jesus is saying, I am the Lord that healeth thee. The doctors can only perform surgery, but I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jesus is saying, I am your provider. Why are you seeking men's help? Vain is the help of man. Why are you running from here to there, asking this one and asking that one? Ask me, and I will give you. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. I am your provider. And stop depending on flesh, because men will always let you down. Let's hear Jesus. He is saying unto us, I am whatever you need me to be. I am a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I am a father to the fatherless. I'm a mother to the motherless. I'm your comforter. I'm your keeper. I'm your lawyer. I'm your keeper. I'm your strength giver. I am whatever you need me to be. Jesus is saying to us, come unto Him, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and He will give us rest. Jesus is saying to us, it's time to spread the good news about Him to everybody we meet, because He's soon to return. Jesus is saying to us, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. We've heard everyone. Now let's hear Jesus. Jesus says to us, surely I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Jesus is saying to us, as the body of Christ. I know your work. I know your labor. I know. I see. I know your work. But because you are lukewarm and you're neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say, I'm rich and I'm increased with goods and I have need of nothing, and you don't even know that you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked. I know. I see what you don't think I see. I counsel you to buy a that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore, and repent. We've heard everyone. Now let's hear Jesus. And Jesus says to us, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. We've heard everyone. Now let's hear Jesus. Saints of God, it's time for us to give an ear to hear what Jesus has to say. And my friend, you may be listening to this message, and you have not given your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. I want you to know, my friend, you may have heard a lot of things in the church that may have turned you off. You may have heard people say all kind of things. But what I want you to know, my friend, is that Jesus Christ loves you. That Jesus Christ died for you. That Jesus Christ was buried for you, and that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and that Jesus Christ loves you just as you are. Jesus says to you, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Jesus says to you, my friend, if you come to him, he will in no wise cast you out. You've heard everyone. Now let's hear Jesus. And Jesus says to you, my friend, I am the bread of life. He that cometh unto me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Jesus says to you, my friend, in spite of who may condemn you, I won't, because I love you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus says to you, my friend, I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Jesus says he knows the problems you're facing. You've heard everyone, my friend. You've heard people's opinion about your life. People have even told you what they think you should do. But what does Jesus have to say to you, my friend? He loves you. He wants to change your life. He's touched with the feeling of your infirmities. He understands your problems. He understands what you're facing. And he wants to help you. But will you let him? Yes, Jesus cares if you perish, my friend. He don't want you to perish in the lake of fire. But Jesus do want you to spend eternity with him. You've heard everyone. Now let's hear Jesus. And what Jesus is saying to you, my friend, he's knocking at the door of your heart. Will you hear him today? Will you open the door of your heart, my friend? If you are not saved, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ, hear what Jesus is saying to you this day. I don't want you to spend eternity in hell. I paid your sin debt on Calvary. I died that you may live. I came that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. My friend, hear what Jesus has to say. You've heard the opinions of people, and they have disgusted you. They have turned you off. They have discouraged you. They've even caused you not to go to no church building ever again. But my friend, what I want you to know, you've heard everyone. Now hear Jesus. And Jesus is saying, I've never hurt you. I've never discouraged you. I've died that you may live. I love you just as you are. And there's nothing you can do that can change me from loving you. There's no thing you can do, my friend, in spite of how deep in sin you may be. Where sin abound, my grace much more abound. Hear what Jesus has to say, my friend. Don't turn a deaf ear to Jesus. You may have turned a deaf ear to preachers. You may have turned a deaf ear to church-going people. But don't turn a deaf ear to Jesus. Because, my friend, if you turn a deaf ear to Jesus, who died for you, who shed His blood for you on Calvary, if you die, my friend, and you have rejected Jesus, you will be lost. You will go to the lake of fire. But you have heard everyone. Now, hear what Jesus has to say. He loves you, my friend. Jesus cares about you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 25, listen to this, my friend. Wherefore, He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him. And what Jesus is saying to you, my friend, if you come to Him, He can save you in spite of what you're doing. He can deliver you in spite of how you've been living. He can set you free in spite of people criticizing you. In spite of how long you have been bound. That does not matter to Jesus. He can still set you free. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And to answer that, it's no. Your problem, my friend, is not too big for Jesus. Your problem, my friend, is a case for Jesus. You've heard everybody's opinion. They've counseled you. They've given you advice. And yet when you left that place, you left still bound. You left still confused. You left still broken and hurt. You've heard everyone. Now hear Jesus today, my friend. Because, see, He's alive. And Jesus stands ready to bring deliverance to your life. Jesus stands ready to set you free. But you must do something, my friend, in order for Jesus to deliver you. You may have been in church, and you may have been turned off by people. You may have been wounded by some person in the building. The pastor may have turned you off. The deacon may have hurt you. The church mother may have insulted you. You have tried all you know to get along with people. And yet you find yourself staying home. You don't want to go nowhere now. You've heard everybody. Now hear what Jesus is saying. What Jesus says to you, my friend, is seek Him that He may guide you. Is seek Him that He may direct you. That He may lead you to a local assembly. That you can hear the word that you need to hear. There is no such thing as a perfect church on this earth. Every place you go to, my friend, there will be problems that arise and exist. But understand something. If Jesus has led you to a place, don't allow the enemy to run you from that place. Because if it's not your time to leave there, my friend, if you leave prematurely or leave because of somebody's opinion, you will mess your life up. The best thing to do now, my friend, you've heard everybody. Now hear Jesus. And Jesus is saying, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto Him. Tell Jesus about it. Let Him know what happened to you, my friend. And I ask Him to lead you to a place where you can be taught and grow. And that's you, and you that's listening to this message, if you have not been saved, if you've not surrendered your life to Jesus, you've heard everybody. Now hear what Jesus is saying. And Jesus is inviting you to come this day, my friend. And if you are willing to surrender your life to Jesus, I want to take this time to pray with you. You've heard everyone. Now, let's hear Jesus. Jesus is saying, come unto Him, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and He want to give you rest. Aren't you tired, my friend, of not having rest? Aren't you tired of not having peace? Aren't you tired of just going through the motions? Do you want real joy? Do you want real peace and happiness? Do you want life eternal after you leave this world? Then accept Jesus Christ. And here is how. If you're willing, my friend, repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you this day, a sinner. I'm lost. I'm bound. And I want to be free. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. I surrender my life to you, Lord Jesus. I've heard so many opinions about so many things. But I thank you today. You have sent your word directly to me. I believe that you died. I believe, Lord Jesus, that you was buried. And I believe you rose again. And I believe you're alive today. And I invite you now as my Lord and Savior. Wash me in your blood, loving Jesus. Forgive me of my sins. And I now thank you for saving me. I thank you for coming into my life. I thank you for a new beginning you have given me this day. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for knowing that heaven will be my eternal resting place when I leave this world. Lord Jesus, I thank you. According to your word, Romans chapter 10, verse 9, I have confessed with my mouth, Lord Jesus, and I believed in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And according to your word, I am saved. My friend, if you have prayed that prayer, I praise and thank God for you doing that today. Joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repented. More than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And for those of you that are already saved, you've heard everybody's opinion about your life. Now let's hear Jesus. Let's hear what Jesus has to say. And my friend, I pray this day that Jesus has spoken to our hearts, that He's answered many questions and many prayers you've sent up to Him. And loving Father, in Jesus' mighty name, I thank you for sealing your word in the hearts of the hearers. And wonderful Holy Spirit, as you moved upon the face of the waters, move upon the hearts of the hearers of this message. And Father, I give you glory right now for the conviction and the conversion that has already taken place. And I thank you right now, wonderful Lord, for giving us an ear to hear what your Son has to say to us. We have heard everybody. Now let's hear Jesus. And Father, I give you glory for it right now in Jesus' mighty name. May God bless you and may God keep you.